Hi, this is Harold Long. Welcome to the Hiltran United Weekly Message and Podcast. I'm glad you're making time for this week's teaching. I will have more to say at the end, but for now, let's dive right in.
So check this guy out. I found this guy while shopping the other day with my grandson Luke, and he was having a blast with it. Matter of fact, every time he was actually kind of getting on my nerves with it because he continuously was pushing the button all the way through the store. People were turning around looking at him when we went through the checkout line and even when we got on the parking lot. But to tell you the truth, every time he did it, I got a laugh out of it because it just was the most ridiculous, perfect potential rob your neighbor gift. And kind of like this was a rob your neighbor gift that I received at a party. It reminded me of some of the games we would play every year at our annual Happy Birthday Jesus party at our home that we would host. And it was with our small group from church. One of the other games we played was when guests would come to the party, they were immediately given one of those hello stickers that you normally would put here, but it would have a Christmas character name. And we stick it on their back and instruct everybody that to mingle around the crowd and to ask questions to try to figure out who this character was that was on their back. But the questions could only be answered in a yes, no, or a maybe. And if you guessed this, then you would win a prize. Well, Pastor David, our former pastor here, who was in our small group from church, never did guess who his character was. And after about 45 minutes or so, someone guessed, the game was over, and David took the tag off of his back, and he saw who it was, and he said, "Well, no wonder I couldn't guess it. I don't even know who this person is." And I looked at it and I said, "Well, it's Cindy Lou Who." And he said, "Well, I have no idea who that is." And I said, "You're kidding me. You've never seen the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas?" And he's like, "No. Why would I watch that movie that's just about a hateful person?" I told him, no, you really, really should see this movie because even though it's a secular movie, it was a story to me about love. And you could say a story about how love changed a life. Just about everyone knows the story of Dr. Seuss's movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How this grouchy green guy steals Christmas from an innocent town in an attempt to make his own pain go away. Well, spoiler alert, it didn't work. The kind hearts of the Who in Whoville show the Grinch that the spirit of Christmas comes from their hearts and not from material consumption. The Grinch wasn't really a people or a Christmas hater. He simply had unresolved childhood trauma. He believed he was unworthy of love and belonging, and he would mask that childhood pain by isolating himself in a cave where he lived. This was his coping mechanism. He hid himself away from any sort of hurt. His grumpy attitude was really a protective wall. We even watch him in the movie do some incredible definite binge eating, trying to fulfill that hole and that void in his life. We ultimately find out in the story that love can change us, even heal us. Really? Just love can do that, you may ask? Well, think about this. What is the greatest evidence of someone's faith? The best proof of our faith is not found in how we act or how you feel, but in how you love. Love is the greatest evidence that a person knows God. In 1 John 4, it says, "The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." You know, we can all attend church all we want, and we can say we're Christians, but if we do not know God, we will never be able to persuade unbelievers unless we love each other. In fact, by not loving each other, we can turn an unchurched person away from Christ altogether. If a proclaimed Christian doesn't show love to others and judges others, are we really being reflection of Christ? And what message are we sending the unbelieving observers of our own lives? Maybe the Grinch was mean and hateful, like David said, but maybe he's that way for a reason, and for a reason we never cared to know. But just a thought, instead of judging, how about just loving? And since God is love, and we as believers are to be a reflection of him, then God, we, can in fact change a heart, just as it says in Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. So today, let's hear from the very person who can attest to just that.
All right, okay. Enough already. You think that you know me? I'm betting you don't even have a clue. That's right. You know that you've judged me for years. For years. I know you've heard about my meanness, hence the song. But you have no idea what I have been through. My life wasn't easy, you know. Let me explain if you care to hear so. I grew up in an orphanage because no one wanted me. No one. My parents abandoned me, after all. Just dumped me there like I was trash. They said my heart was way too small. Well, that's no reason at all. When I was a child, I was bullied because I was different, because I was green. But that doesn't give you the right to be mean. When I grew up, I lived in your town, but you had ignored me. You just passed me by. By the way, I found that dog you took to the dump. You just tossed him away. Left him just like trash. You don't seem to understand. My mental health was not good. I was fueled by my bitterness. It festered for years, so many years. When I was alone, it brought me to tears. I was so lonely. It was so terrible. I was so terrible. But what was I to do? I was told about this love thing one time, that it's all unconditional, like that of a parent has for their child. But I never had that, the love of a parent. What did I know? Why did they get parents and not me? They say they learned this love thing in that building down there. But I never had those people show that love to me. Do you believe it took just a small innocent child to show me that love? But I didn't treat her very nice at first either. I just accused her of terrible things. But what did I know about love? Nothing! You know, I may have seen this once or twice in that dog Max and that fat reindeer Fred. I never treated them very well either. Oh, the humanity. But it seems they have this so-called unconditional love for me. For me. It's so hard to believe. I think this was the start of my growing heart. If only those people down there could have helped me find this love from the heart and not judge me. My life could have been so different right from the start. But then this small child that I spoke of before, she hugged me. Me. I never had a hug before. Ever. And by her example, her family and friends started loving me too. But it's just so hard to believe. After all, I stole their Christmas, their trees. I even stole their presents and all their decorations and toys. But they somehow, still had joy. But how can that be? Obviously, those things that I took didn't matter. What if Christmas doesn't come from a store? What if Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more? They seem to have this spirit, this joy. I think the quiet, the stillness of the season, and a lack of distractions reminded them of the one who loved them. The reason for the season. You know that Cindy Lou, that sweet little girl that she knocked on my door? She invited me to dinner with family and friends. But after all that I've done, but why, I asked. In her sweet little voice, she replied, "You've been alone long enough." And while I was there at the Christmas table, they let me carve that roast beast. I even gave a toast, like I was the host, to kindness and love, the things we need most. Since then, my heart has grown and grown. It's tripled in size. I've been changed forever. You know, my bitterness rid. I've been able to hug others in need of this love. If I can help it, I'll never let anyone else feel the way that I did, unworthy, unloved, and alone. I'll never walk out of that building without showing someone that love. Is there someone you could show that love to? Maybe even a hug this season? Someone who's feeling alone. Perhaps, who may have some grouchiness for reasons unknown. If so, take your love out of the building and pass it on to. Change a heart, change a life. Do what he's told you to do.
Hi again, this is Harold. Thanks for listening to our weekly message and podcast. I hope that we have shared something helpful to you wherever you are in your spiritual journey. Just so you know a little bit more about us, we are Hill-Tran United. Hill-Tran United is an alliance between Hillsboro United Methodist Church and Transformation United Methodist Church. We are kingdom churches and kingdom communities for people who aren't into church. We meet Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. at Hillsboro United Methodist Church and 11 a.m. at Transformation United Methodist Church. Both churches are located in the northeastern tip of the beautiful Ozark Mountains, located in Jefferson County, Missouri. We also meet during the week in smaller groups that we call life groups and home churches, and that's how we make it relational. We hear regularly from people from all over who are engaging in personal and group studies based on our teaching, and we would love to know if that is happening where you are at. If you want to connect with us, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vimeo, and YouTube, or you can download our app from your favorite app store. Just search for the app titled Our Church by Church Dev and enter in Hill-Tran United, and you can access all of our available audio, video teachings, plus through the app, you can, or our website, you can download our PowerPoint slides, bulletin, sermon notes, and discussion questions. It's all there for you. And lastly, if you want to learn more about how you can support Hillsboro United Methodist Church or Transformation United Methodist Church financially, please go to www.hilltran.org for more information and to give. We appreciate anything you can do to help. Hey, thanks for being a member of this extended church family. I'm glad we are in this together as kingdom people, commencing shoulder to shoulder to help people rediscover life and experience the kingdom of God.